Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Michigan Mobile Musings, a weekly broadcast from the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan, hosted by Melissa Burney. WorkFountain, a proven web-based talent matching tool that addresses the unique recruiting needs of the small to mid-sized business community, is simple and it works. WorkFountain guides employers through an easy posting process and intelligently sorts through tens of thousands of profiles to instantly provide employers with pre-selected candidates based on their specific hiring needs, while helping candidates find the perfect opportunity for themselves based on the same criteria. Joining us today is Katie Hearn, Communications Coordinator from WorkFountain, a division of Digirati, Inc., to discuss how WorkFountain is different from other recruiting sites, who's benefiting from it, and how it's helping employers match requirements and talent. Katie, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Melissa. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan recently announced that it had partnered with WorkFountain to implement something called the MTM Talent Exchange, which they defined as a cutting-edge matching technology that has transformed the recruitment process and streamlines how employers and candidates connect during the job or internship search process. Can you provide a more in-depth description of that system?
Absolutely. And I would like to also point out the introduction that you gave was a wonderful one. The MTM Talent Exchange is a blind correlated talent matching system. And I think one of the funniest ways I've heard someone else explain it is it's akin to an eHarmony for jobs. So as you mentioned, the system is really focused on compatibility in a sense. So we're kind of moving the resume to the back end of the process and looking at what does it take to do the job and what is a candidate really looking for, so we can strike a balance to find a more long-lasting fit. So the MTAM Talent Exchange, as you mentioned, is powered by WorkFountain technology. So in a sense, the MTAM Talent Exchange is a portal into this broader system, an exchange of opportunity and really quality talent. And we use some really interesting matching algorithms to help strike those new connections that probably otherwise would not happen.
Wow, that sounds really awesome. So essentially, MTM has branded a portal on their website that allows their members and followers to enter their information into your WorkFountain Talent Exchange system. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes. So along with this branded portal comes a new slew of kind of job listings that will be linked on MTAM's website. So easy access and also, that broader access to the greater system at large as well. So we're really excited to be partnering with MTAM in this respect and hopeful that we can really help strike some new connections for MTAM members.
Wow, that sounds fantastic. Can you tell us what makes the WorkFountain Talent Exchange system different from the many other job search systems and job boards out there today?
Yes, absolutely. In some cases, in reflecting about this myself, I found that in some ways, WorkFountain and the MTAM Talent Exchange, it's kind of the anti-job board. So it's not static. There's no dead weight, if you will, or old listings or candidates that are no longer actively looking. The system is dynamic in that it conducts matching, screening, and scoring each day. So instead of kind of a candidate sending a resume off into a black hole or an employer receiving back a heap of resumes that likely aren't what they're looking for, the system instead gets to the root of the candidate's skills but also their job interests. And they're able to, at the same time, provide the employer a targeted short list. So candidates that are, a really fundamental fit for the position, so that the interview process or the onboarding process can begin much sooner. So you're not inundated with a ton of resumes. You kind of get to the core of the candidates that you're attracting. So It's really meant to be a more efficient option and also one that helps to eliminate hiring bias. So looking at the characteristics instead of maybe the connections in terms of who someone knows or what's convenient for hiring, we look at really what does the candidate bring to the table that the employer is actually looking for.
Do they use it like a regular job search system where they're putting in new search parameters every time they use it?
That's a great question. So from the candidate perspective, you're able to create a profile for yourself. It's similar to that eHarmony kind of comparison there. So instead of having to check back frequently and browse, you create a profile. You're able to upload a resume and all of those things that everyone's used to. But you also select a series of job titles that best describe your experience or what you're looking for. So that could be anything from a marketing manager to a mechanical engineer. And you can pick more than one. So in a sense, you kind of outline what field you're looking to work in and what capacity. So just as you could choose a marketing manager, if you're looking for maybe some part-time work or some seasonal work to supplement something else, you could also indicate that you're interested in a completely separate field if you wanted to. So that being said, once you create your profile by selecting these job titles, each job title has its own unique set of survey questions. And these survey questions are really the root of this matching system. So the surveys were actually developed using Department of Labor ONET data, and they allow kind of a deeper dive into that compatibility. So what it takes to do a job compared to what the candidate is interested in doing. So how the questions are often along the lines of how much experience you have in something, how much time you're interested in spending on a certain type of task, versus something that's more subjective, like, you know, how good are you at something? So you complete these surveys for each of your areas of focus, and then the system actually runs comparisons against any employer that is looking for those same job titles or areas of focus. So that's where the matching happens. And it happens consistently. As long as you're an active candidate, which means as long as you have logged in at least once in 30 days, your profile is active in the greater matching pool. So you don't have to log in and enter new search parameters unless you're ready to update your experience or update your profile. So instead of having you check back in constantly, we actually notify you if there is a new viable match or a new interaction with an employer that you should be aware of. So it's meant to kind of alleviate some of the stress of the job search and, you know, get back to, you know, you kind of driving the search as a candidate and having the ability to connect with employers in a, I would say, almost a more genuine way, because you know that if you are alerted to a new opportunity, it's likely one that you'll actually want to consider.
How does the system, so you mentioned a couple of things. I like the reference to the black hole because sometimes job seekers think that, yes, my resume is just going, you know, somewhere. I don't know where it's going. But right. You mentioned matching different opportunities and different job titles. So mm-hmm. If a person has an interest in doing, you know, maybe 3 or 4 different types of jobs, does that confuse the system as far as matches go? Or can they, like, maybe somebody does marketing, but then maybe they also do sales. So is it possible to have sales opportunities coming in and marketing opportunities?
Yes, absolutely.
Does that make sense?
And, yeah. So in some cases, it would be separate, completely separate opportunities coming in. So maybe something that's outside sales and something that's search engine, you know, optimization. But in other cases, choosing multiple job titles actually creates a nice layering effect where an employer that's looking for someone that is a bit multidimensional, they're able to see your profile first because you've selected those multiple job titles and given them that survey that they can actually compare you to other candidates who may only have one or the other. Additionally, we see probably a little more often, we see folks that are looking for an internship as well as a full-time job. So candidates that are students looking to supplement what they're learning in the classroom, but also recognizing that they need something maybe a little different to actually supplement the cost of textbooks or tuition.
Very nice. How many criteria specs can someone put in about themselves, or how many of those specs have to match what an employer puts into their job description before they would be considered a match for the job opening and get notified?
I love that question. So you can select as many job titles as you'd like. That means you'll also answer a job survey for each of those job titles. But in terms of what it takes to actually be considered a match, your survey should match 50% of the employer's survey characteristics. So there has to be at least a 50% alignment before we introduce you to one another. And I think that that's really important to note, because we do kind of display your match strength on a 5-star scale. And, if you're a 1-star match, it's obviously not an ideal perfect match. But, there may be some leeway if you are a 2-star or a 3-star match. You should know that to even be considered on this match list, to even have the employer viewing your profile, there is at least a foundation to work from. And it's speaking of the, to tack onto that, anytime you do see a match on your match list, and this is kind of where the correlation comes in, the blind correlated matching, anytime you're alerted to a match with an employer, the employer is alerted and can view a summary of your profile as well. And what we provide right along with that listing is what we call a match strength score. So that actually can rate based on the characteristics from the surveys that you answered. We rate on a 5-star scale per characteristic what that strength of match was. So that can also kind of help guide the process as you view different opportunities you're matched with.
So when it's showing your matches, so you've mentioned the rating system and that the employer can see that. If there were other variables, so say for example, I apply for a job and I match it, the 50%. When they get that profile, does it then say, well, hey, here's some other really good strengths that this particular candidate has, so that their employer can say, well, hey, they only match maybe 50% of exactly what we're looking for, but wow, they have these other skills and that can fit in this way?
Yeah, so One of the things I didn't mention about the survey questions is that although the majority of the questions are on a sliding scale, for each job title we do offer what we call an open field question. And those typically relate, depending on the job title, to additional skills, technologies, or equipment that you may have experience using. And that's one point where I think your question is really most evident. They can view, your experience in terms of your survey questions, but they won't see your resume yet. So that's important to note. What they're relying on is that match characteristic strength and then the candidate summary. So that's where you'll see those skills, technologies, software, equipment, things of that nature. And employers are relying on that more and more because there are many things that they can train a candidate on, right? But it's those time-consuming tasks that you already have experience in that really give you a leg up when they're comparing you with other candidates.
I love how the system sounds so far.
It's fun.
Absolutely. It's amazing, and it seems like it would take a lot of that. People are always told, well, we're scanning your resume for keywords. Well, if you don't have the right keywords, you're getting passed over. This is going beyond that and digging a little bit deeper because of the survey question and actually understanding who the employee is, what the skills are, so that, like you said earlier, we can make those matches and make better matches.
Right. Yeah. And, in the realm of keyword searches, what we're actually seeing is rather than someone not having the right keywords, everyone has the right keywords. Do you know? So it's no longer a true way to determine any sort of fit. It's more so a way to make sure that you wind up in that big pile of resumes. So, you know, I've talked a little bit about the employer side and how you can stand out, you know, in front of an employer that's reviewing resumes. But one really great thing about, you know, having these characteristic surveys is that as a candidate, you also receive feedback instantly. So as soon as the system runs matching, you yourself can see, you know, how well you stack up. You know, where do you rank on the 5-star scale? What does this look like in terms of your experience that you want to gain? And I think that that's also really important to have up front as a candidate.
I can see where that would be very beneficial, because if maybe there's a job title out there that you are interested in, it may also provide you feedback of, this is where I rank. I need to get some more experience in this particular area to make me a much stronger candidate. And then it helps you improve yourself as well.
Absolutely.
Or has the potential.
Mm-hmm.
How are the messages, so if a candidate receives the match, how are those messages received?
We give you some options. By default, we email you. But we're also finishing up some testing that will allow you to sign up for SMS or text message alerts. So those, we won't ping you all day, but we will send you a digest. If you haven't logged in that day and there's some activity you haven't seen, we'll send you a text message or an email to let you know that you should log in first thing in the morning and there's something there waiting for you.
Nice. Are candidates charged for using the system?
No, not at all.
Fantastic. Is there a limit to how many matches a job candidate or an intern can receive?
Great question. And this goes for both sides of the process, employer and candidate. We show you your top 7 matches first. And that's something that was decided on through some extensive research, but also some work with IO psychologists. You know, one of the things, particularly on the employer side, that really hinders effective hiring is being overwhelmed and not having the time to really view the top candidates first, view the top positions first. So, of course, you have the ability to remove any match you're not interested in. That kind of frees up some space on your match list. And alternatively, the way the system works, this would be a good time to dive into that a little bit. It actually has a 3-stage process. So we've talked mostly about the match phase where you receive that initial information. But one thing that we've built in here is in some way kind of a little bit of a privacy measure. Before any contact information is exchanged, both parties have to agree that they'd like to learn more about one another. So that's why I said earlier, you know, we're looking at summaries and characteristic scores and not resumes. So both parties do have the ability to initiate what we call a connection, and it's really just a button that says request to connect, and that sends another email or another text message both ways. And once both parties have agreed on that, then you move into that third phase. That's called connections. So we have matches, requests, and connections. So anytime you do send a request to connect, that moves a match from that list of 7 into your request phase. So that also opens up some space on your match list. So, you know, it feels a little strange to say I only receive 7. Like that seems very restrictive. But there's a little bit of science behind that, and that's just to ensure that you're seeing the best of the best first, and then you can kind of, you know, maneuver your way through that as you see fit.
Well, and I can understand not getting bombarded with, you know, maybe 10 or 15, because if you want to go out and look at the opportunity and read on it, that does take time.
Yes.
So is the system available? outside of the state of Michigan? Sorry, you were going to say something?
Oh, no, that's fine. Just agreeing with you. It is. So the system actually began in the internship space here in Michigan, as intern in Michigan, and it's expanded to have a rather significant footprint here in the Midwest, but we see opportunities coming online nationwide, and candidates in the candidate pool represent a pretty vast geography. So there's candidates from over 1,200 colleges and universities that have worked their way through the system and are now professionals in their fields. And I think there's really a lot of potential to grow. So we do, just as we allow candidates to express any special skills, software, equipment, kind of capacity, there is also space in your profile to indicate any regional preferences, and that will be viewable to employers as well. So I think we'll see more and more of that from the employer perspective really soon.
Great. Are there any best practices that you can share with us that would help candidates maximize their potential of finding the best match?
Yes. Fill out your entire profile. And I know that seems pretty simple, but ensure that you upload an updated resume and make sure that you're thoughtful going through the characteristic surveys. There's really a lot of opportunities to showcase, right up front what you do bring to the table. And, I think we've become really accustomed to, that really polished resume that kind of looks like everyone else's, and we send it and we wait for the phone call, it doesn't come. But the system is, like I said, it's the anti-job board. So, don't be afraid to use the platform to also explore what you might be interested in doing. We have a lot of data in there that, could be also just be interesting for you to kind of take an inventory of, either what you do have a good handle on or, like you mentioned earlier, what maybe you need to improve. So really take advantage of the system, and I think really more than anything, it's just really sit down. It doesn't take more than 10 minutes to set up a profile on the platform, but I like to tell people to take 20. Like, just make sure that you haven't missed anything, and you've taken every opportunity that we offer to really show your shine, if you will.
And I'm sure they can make changes at any time, correct?
Absolutely. So the only place we say, we have to kind of leave that alone for a little while is once you have answered a job survey, a characteristic survey, you can't change those questions for 30 days. And that's just to prevent any potential gaming of the system, if you will. But that's that's actually on both sides. So employers aren't able to go back in quite yet and say, I'm going to change this, because I didn't get what I wanted. We want to really, it's kind of integrity based there. So we want to really show you what you're looking for from a data perspective, and then let you go through and kind of manipulate that from there based on your own experiences. I hope that made sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So we focused a lot on the candidate's perspective. From an employer's perspective, assuming they can enter both internships and regular paid employment in the system, and mm-hmm. is it full-time, part-time?
We offer a range of options there. So as you mentioned, internships, that's actually where we got our start. So there's a bulk of internships on there now, actually. But employers also have the ability to, post for full-time employees, part-time, seasonal, and also contract. So if you're looking for consulting or, something supplemental, there are options for employers in that regard as well.
Very nice. Do employers enter the same criteria as the candidates do so the system can easily find matches?
Yeah. So Employers fill out a kind of a description of the position as they would on many other sites. And then they go through that same process of selecting the job titles that best describe what they're looking for and answering the associated surveys. So the surveys are actually rooted in the same characteristic. That's the characteristic we gleaned from the Department of Labor data. And then the surveys are obviously, that's where the differentiation comes in between employer and candidate. So the route is exactly the same, and then that's what the system will use to run the comparisons.
Very nice. When an employer gets a notification, how are those messages received? And then once a notification is received, who actually reaches out, the candidate or the employer?
Great question. The employers have the same notification system, so anytime there is a new match that's come onto the system or someone has reached out with a request to connect or accepted their request to connect, they'll receive an email and can also opt in for the SMS alerts. Now, once the parties make it into the connection phase, we provide kind of a big red button that provides that contact information I alluded to earlier. So from the match perspective, anyone can reach out. That's that request to connect button. I always, you know, back to the candidates here, I always really encourage a candidate to take that first step and initiate the interaction if you're interested. But both parties do have the option. And then, you know, assuming that the connection is made, we also open it up for anyone to make the first move in terms of reaching out and hopefully setting up time for an interview.
Very nice. Are employers charged for submitting the opportunities into the system?
Yes. Let's see here. The full-time positions are $39 per posting, and that's for a 30-day posting. So we do offer what we call a candidate guarantee. So if for some reason we aren't able to introduce you to a vetted candidate to consider, then you would receive that $39 back. Internships are moving to a fee-based structure for many portals here, but in Michigan they will be free unless a portal partner opts out of that. So since we got our start here in Michigan, we really like to keep the internship postings free if possible. So there's no cost there, and there's also, you know, kind of no risk, if you will. Just take a moment here to plug internships in general. If you are considering hiring an intern for some extra capacity, you can always reach out to us for a little bit of insight, but we highly, highly, highly encourage you to do so.
Very nice. Are the job openings only from Michigan, or can jobs from elsewhere in the U.S. be found?
Jobs from elsewhere can be found, yes. And I think that's partially because we have some staffing firms that use the technology. So they may be based in Michigan, but they're hiring for positions all over. And we also see a lot of engineering positions that are national. So,
okay.
Again, you can, as a candidate, you can set preferences, but you know, if an employer is looking for candidates, they can specify whatever state they're in. We don't offer posting capacity for Canada just yet, but in terms of the United States, yes, there are positions elsewhere than Michigan.
Is Canada maybe on the horizon?
It is. Very excited about that, yes.
Yay!
We'll get there. But we do have, you know, a really strong focus on the Midwest right now and really developing some strategic partnerships to really bring this technology, you know, to more people and more capacity.
I'm really excited about what I hear. I mean, it sounds fantastic, almost like a too good to be true. So I'm actually, when we hang up, I'm going to go out and I'm going to play a little bit.
Yeah,
is there a limit?
Do it.
I definitely will. Is there a limit to how many matches an employer can receive for a job opening?
Right. So it's kind of the same as on the candidate side. So we show you your top seven first, And as you maneuver through based on, you know, your review of candidates, the match list will respond appropriately. So it does run matching for the full 30 days of your posting. So if at any time someone comes into the system, a candidate comes into the system that is a better match than someone that's already on your match list, then the system will actually bump that initial match further down the list and potentially off the list. So we do encourage employers, if you see someone you're interested in, send them a request to connect. You know, that will move them off of the match list and give them an opportunity to be in touch with you. And I think that that's, you know, something that we really do want to drive home. There is no obligation, you know, by clicking request to connect. You're not obligated to interview or hire. It simply lets the candidate know that you're interested in learning more, and you can decide together how much further you take the interaction.
You know, like I said, I'm really liking what I'm hearing. Do you have any best practices for employers to help maximize their chances of finding the best match?
Yes, and I think it's really kind of across the process. First, we do offer kind of what would be more akin to a typical job description at the very beginning of the posting process. So feel free to, you know, post any information there, you know, if it's a remote position or if you're looking for someone that has a certain disposition or wants, you know, to work or travel, you know, really take that space to really make more of a personal connection. So any specific details that might not be covered in a characteristic survey, use that space and really drive that home, because candidates can either be really motivated by that when they see you on the match list, or they can say, actually, I'm not going to waste anyone's time. I'm going to remove this match because that's not what I'm looking for. Additionally, I think, you know, this, it's kind of the same as what I mentioned for the candidates. Utilize those open field questions to really list what you're looking for in terms of specific skills or tools or technologies. But then I think, you know, moving into kind of the connections phase, don't be discouraged by a location that someone lists. Even if you aren't able to provide any sort of relocation funds, oftentimes people on the system are using the system because they're looking for something new or something different. So in some cases, we've seen people that, at least in the case of Michigan, they're looking to relocate back here. So don't let any sort of kind of first impression deter you if it's not something that's really rooted in what you're looking for from the job perspective. And finally, one thing that I have not mentioned is, you know, this platform, it is a correlated matching platform. It scores and ranks candidates. And we've really been focusing on how to expand that scoring and ranking capacity. So you can actually, you know, view any candidate from any sort of digital job posting in this platform if you want to. So there is the ability to drive any of your other job ad responses through this system so that you can actually see your candidates from multiple sources scored and ranked against one another. So then that's called our direct link. I can share some information with you later on that if you'd like to share it. But, you know, the matching is really great, but we also understand, you know, that, you know, people are looking for talent in many different forms. So if we can provide at least that ranking mechanism to help people be more efficient and have kind of more holistic view on, you know, what's coming in, you know, we're happy to do that too.
Very nice. Would you like to share a website contact phone number for anyone who's listening who maybe wants to learn more or get in touch with you?
Yes, absolutely. The website is workfountain.com. That's the primary one. MTAM will have a unique URL, so that's mtamtalentexchange.workfountain.com. And the support line is 844-802-5500. or info@workfontan.com. And I kind of monitor all of the support requests. So if you have questions, feel free to reach out, and you'll be in touch with me. And it's one of the favorite, you know, more enjoyable parts of my job is interacting with people and better explaining the system. So if anyone has questions or might be interested in the demonstration of the site, feel free to reach out.
Wonderful. Katie, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing how WorkFountan is helping employers find the talent that they seek and then also helping candidates find opportunities as well. It sounds like an amazing system, and I'm really excited to get out there and check it out.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. And, yes, I look forward to this partnership.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks. You too. NTAM provides excellent resources for businesses and individuals in the mobile wireless space. For more information about the Mobile Technology Association of Michigan or upcoming events, career openings, and more, please visit our newly designed website at gomobilemichigan.org or follow us on Facebook or Twitter at GoMobileMI. Next up on Michigan Musings, actually just tomorrow, fellow NTAM ambassador Savita Monroe and I recently completed an NTAM member Mobile Comply Connected Vehicle Professional Level 1 class. Learn more about the class, Mobile Comply, what we found out, and join us to hear about what Mobile Comply is doing to help out in the connected transportation space, how they're helping train talent and create opportunities. Thanks so much for listening, and make it a fantastic week.